Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenism to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenism to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you in our guided meditation today, as I do every day that this broadcast is on the air. This guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle, the hurry and worry of daily living, to that clear space of consciousness that we were all born with, that clear space of consciousness within, that wholeness that is within us. And so we, at this moment, want to come to that clear place within us, to get away from the hustle and bustle, the daily worry, the moment-to-moment confusion, anger, and all of the little nuances that we get caught up in. So I ask now all of you that can, all of you that are available and not doing something that requires your eyes to be open, if you come to a comfortable place within yourself and close your eyes very softly, and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner, so that you hear the words that create the space for wholeness within your life, that space that creates a living beyond anger, beyond worry, beyond confusion. And I will read our prayerful meditation from the book Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I begin my day by affirming that I am alive. My purpose in this day is to continue my work to express the greater power of Enlightenism in my life. I am a powerful, unstoppable force with no limitations or boundaries to expressing the greater power of Enlightenism in my life. I am on the Enlightenism path because it's the path I have chosen to travel. I affirm my commitment to travel on this path by the work I am doing to express the greater power of Enlightenism in my life. I acknowledge that today is a continuation of my work from yesterday. I accept that every day is one that I am committed to expressing the greater power of enlightenism in my life. Enlightenism is all the food I need to sustain me through the day. I affirm that I will work to cleanse my consciousness of toxicity throughout this day, and when I end my day with sleep, I accept that I did the work, the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep full breath in through your nose and let it out very slow and gentle through your mouth as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. And before I introduce Brother Malcolm, I always want to leave you with one thought from the prayerful meditation, the thought that allows you to do the work for the greater power and the greater path, the wholeness that you were born with. Reading from the prayerful meditation, I affirm that I will work to cleanse my consciousness of toxicity throughout this day. And when I end my day with sleep, I accept that I did the work to express the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. That is your thought for today. And now I give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carol. I really, really enjoyed it. I'm sorry I cut you off, but I really enjoyed the meditation today. It struck a chord in me, you know, that you want to end your day by saying that you focused on enlightenment, all of your actions during the day.
Right. Very, very good. Yeah, that's so true. It really is a powerful point. And it's a powerful way to accept what you've done in the day. So I agree.
And that's quite an accomplishment. You know,
it is.
Say,
I agree.
That you focused on the work of the consciousness, doing all of your activities during the day. That is a really great accomplishment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It is. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for getting us going.
You are quite welcome. Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, folks, I'm Brother Malcolm. I'm with you here today with Sister Carolyn, and we are sharing insights about how to create a powerful mind. On this broadcast and in our work with enlightenment, we use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind, to overcome our dependency on others in the past. Our message is clear. We can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful enlightenment of mind. Check out the latest blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past, Letting Go of Our Dependency on Others. And when you think about it from a deeper perspective and ask yourself, who are you aware of being without defining yourself according to someone else's beliefs and values? Who are you aware of being? Well, I'm aware of being whole, perfect, and complete, colorless, faceless, and formless whenever I am in contact with the consciousness of truth. And when I am not in contact with the consciousness of truth, I'm aware of myself being a black man. That seems strange, doesn't it? Well, one awareness of being comes from the illusion of others, and the other one comes from the purity of consciousness of who I really am without illusory beliefs, without someone else telling me who I am. And that's where we all are. So that's why on this, the work we're doing with Enlightenism is cleansing our minds of others' beliefs. And that ties in with the blog of letting go of our dependency on the past. We're cleansing our minds of others' beliefs. Here's a great, great quotation from the blog, excerpts. I talk a lot about the consciousness of truth, and I'll get more into it later on in the broadcast. But the blog deals with the consciousness of truth in this way. Quote, the consciousness of truth is a great power within that's free of toxic illusions. Illusions distort and disable our power to imagine ourselves free of them. Us from searching within for the consciousness of truth. When we understand the immutable truth that the consciousness within is the greater power, we can let go of our dependency on others. And when we let go of our dependency on others, we open a portal in our minds to see the light shining brightly in the consciousness of truth. This light is the source of self-acquired intuitive knowledge. Self-acquired intuitive knowledge of the consciousness of truth is all the power and clarity we need to free our minds of illusions. The consciousness of truth illumines our mind with enlightenment. That's the end of a quotation. Oh, great excerpts from the blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. It's been such a great blog that thousands of people have read the blog. And I'm going to leave it up a little while for all of you who have not read the blog to go to Google Blog, Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenment Insight, and check the blog out. Also, when you get on the blog, you will see all of the books that I've written on Enlightenism and Inner Mind Power. And you will be able to just click the book and take you right to Amazon. You can get a purchase immediately. Okay, folks, cleansing our minds of others' beliefs. What I discovered before I got on the radio today. See, a lot of times I'm in reflection, introspection before I do the broadcast. And I was thinking before I got on the radio that I know how to overcome racism. I know how to overcome racism. And how racism, race and color, has impacted this country where I'm living since its inception. This country has been victimized racism and race and color as forms of identification of human beings. And during the course of the development, we have ended up basically at the same place as when we started, back in 18th century. We're back pretty much where we started. And in this awareness being that we have not learned how to change how we think and live about race and color. Most of us talk about it from a victim's perspective, not from the consciousness of truth. See, in consciousness, there's no color. There's no race. And in the world, without illusions, there's no color. There's no race. Race and color comes from others. This is plain and simple. You know, whether you really want to know it or not, race and color is something that came from the past. These are beliefs of a previous generation, or previous generations that's been passed on. So I thought about it before I came on the air, and I said, what if you took, say, 25 white children, I mean, took a group of 25 children, put them in a group, and these children have not been taught anything about race and color, know nothing about it, haven't read any books, haven't been taught anything about it. And in the 25 children, you would have in one group, the majority of them would be white. So you would have 20 whites and 5 blacks. And then you reverse blacks and 5 whites. And I said, imagine what would happen. Just take it and imagine what would happen without any interference from someone else's beliefs and values. Well, the children wouldn't know anything about race and color. They would know that they see something that looks different or color different from them, but they don't know what it means. And if no one interfered with this process, and they could not be relied, I mean, they wouldn't have to rely on what their parents and grandparents and so on taught them, then racism as we know it would no longer exist. You say, oh, that's too simple. Well, all life is simple. The sun, the earth in rotation with the sun is simple to the awareness of being that created it. It's simple. It's not complicated. What is complicated are interpretations about the relationship between the sun and the earth. What is complicated is when we buy in. See, we do a disservice to our children, because we teach them racism and race and color. We teach them how to grow up to focus on race and color and racism. We teach it because the people that created the country, supposedly when they broke away from England, those were the beliefs. Those were the foundational beliefs. Even though they wanted to use some things like John Locke's philosophy, you know, of everybody's created equal. That was a lie, because the consciousness didn't perceive everybody equally. There had already been a history of inequality before the birth of this country. So then we began to play with ourselves, and that's what has been going on all of my life. People have been playing with ourselves about racism and race and color and believing we can't change it, because we don't want to change ourselves. And this, the philosophy of enlightenism, is about changing yourself by letting go of your dependency on others in the past. You have to let go of those illusions and live in the present. Not based upon some stuff that somebody created in the 1700s. It's not the same thing. You're stuck in darkness, and therefore you're teaching and passing on to children. Now, someone will say, well, you have to teach your children something. Well, do you have to teach them what you learn from others is the question. Or do you have the capacity to create new beliefs and new values yourself? Do you have the capacity to let go of your dependency on others? And both answers are yes, you do. You have this capacity. But we don't believe we possess this. We don't believe it's doable, because there are so many people that don't want to change. They want it to stay the way that it is. They are worshiping things in the past. And they want everyone to live in the past, to hear stories about, you know, how all of these people in the past, and then how these people in the past were basically free race and color, and you have all of these people that they want us to idolize and so forth. And then when you get right down to it, you realize as you cut through all of the illusory beliefs, then you see it for what it is. You see, the human mind, without belief from others, exists in the clarity of the consciousness of truth. And that is consciousness that will provide the toxic-free beliefs to create a new way to think and live, a world that is free of race and color distinctions. I'll take a quick break. I shall return. Here's Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Sister Carolyn, for the wonderful insights. I'm Brother Malcolm, and I encourage you to go and get the book Enlightenism. Her meditation came from it, and some of the work that I'm sharing with you today is contained in the book Enlightenism. It's available at Amazon. And you can also go to my blog, Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism Insights on Google, and read the latest blog, which is what I am discussing today, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past, and how this simple solution of letting go of our dependency on the past creates all of the problems in our lives today. The past is responsible for the trouble that we're facing today. All of those people living in the past are responsible for the beliefs passed on to us today. And one of the beliefs, some of the beliefs in the illusion is the illusion of race and color. It's an illusion. And it evokes so much emotion from people because you have committed yourself to defending an illusion and shaping your life around the illusion. So when you think of change, you think about change from the prism of being a white person, a black person, or Asian person, Latino, whatever names that someone has made up. They are made up names. They are not real. People just conjured them up like little kids playing. And when you really get to the understanding of my example, that perhaps some of the psychologists may want to deal with in terms of understanding or doing a study to see how it happens. If you could take children that are free of adults' beliefs and values, their children are already doomed by the time they get into a public school or private school system. They're already messed up at that point. Messed up in the sense they have been taught race and color. And then the system, the school system, is going to reinforce it by teaching them the history of race and color. And you all know how crazy this is to someone who gets out of this mindset. When you get out of the mindset of letting go of your dependency on the past and letting go of others, then you see all of this and you have to say, well, why didn't somebody think of it before? Couldn't think of it before because you have to do work in order to let go of your dependency on others and the past. You have to do some work. And that's what the work represents in what I am doing today and all the books and so forth and blogs and everything and videos that I have done is to say to you, I know how to overcome racism. I know how. Y'all don't need to go to Harvard, Yale, Cal Berkeley, Stanford for someone to tell me some theory about it, a theory that they don't know how to implement. Because they have all kinds of theories. People come up with all types of things. Who can be a racist? Who cannot be a racist? Oh, we're not racist. Every person that is born into the world is a victim of race and color once adults get in their lives. Once someone brings some information to the child, that information is coming from someone who's perceiving themselves by race and color. The child must perceive him or herself by race and color. And the only way out is for the child to become an adult, self-sufficient in their own mind, and that is willing to let go of all of the things that others taught them. That includes your parents. You say, wow, this is really challenging. Yes, it is. That's why people have been dealing with this issue, among others. I'm just dealing with this. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about the other things that are also illusion. But the one of race and color seems to victimize people so that you become blinded. You cannot see because you don't want to see, don't want to live freely of someone else's belief. So you constantly refer back to other people and what great things they did. And they're all dead. And they didn't do too much of great stuff because this is what you're ending up with. Where did it come from? It didn't come from you. You didn't create the concept of race and color. Someone else did, and they taught you this. Then they began to put history into it. Before you go back into the past, and you go back into the past from the prism of yourself being of a certain race and color, and trying to find out who you can attach yourself to in the past. My message today is very clear. Let go of your dependency on others in the past, all of them, and live in the present moment with present beliefs if you really want to change how you think and live. If not, continue to search within the illusions for the solutions to overcome race and color. Those same toxic beliefs to your children and expect them to do something that you were unable to do yourself. This is something that must be new. Enlightenment is a new way to think and live. I know how to overcome racism. The consciousness of truth is in me. It is greater than I. The consciousness of truth is in you, but you must discover it for yourself. You must discover it in the present moment. You must discover it in consciousness. You must let go and enter into your mind in the self-discovery, free of your dependency on others. I'm Brother Malcolm. Sister Carolyn and I will be back tomorrow at 12 p.m. Here's Sister Carolyn to close us out. Have a great day, folks, and thank you for stopping by to listen to How to Create a Powerful Mind.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you.
It's been a long